I call this May 10th, 2017 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Harker, and I'll be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Gackman?
Present.
Goins?
Present.
Jaurez is absent. Markham?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Vineyard is absent. Harker?
Here.
Thank you.
May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the March 8th, 2017 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Awesome. Is there any questions or amendments that we'd like to make to the meeting minutes? Seeing there is none, can I get a roll call vote on the motion to approve the minutes as is?
Yes. Goins?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Gackman?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
There's nobody here. Yes.
Seeing there's nobody here, we're going to skip over the citizen comments for tonight and move right on down to the public hearings. There is one public hearing for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before the board tonight. Public testimony from persons present wish to speak may be for or against the request, or have questions for the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, state your name, and who you represent, if anyone. You are also asked to sign in at the podium if you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or as a member of the public. Please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. Seeing there's none, we're going to move on. The order that we'll receive the testimony will be as follows. Basically, the petitioner will make the presentation, those who want to speak for and against it, and then any questions that we have from the planning commissioners to the petitioner. May I have a motion to open public hearing on petition number PZC 2017-04?
Second.
Awesome. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Gackman?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. Okay. PZC 2017-04, the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, petitioner, is proposing a text amendment to two chapters of the United City of Yorkville zoning ordinance, including Chapter 2, Definitions, and Chapter 6, Permitted and Special Uses. The amendment to Chapter 2 defines a health and fitness center, club/center, and Chapter 6 amendment will provide that health and fitness clubs/centers will be permitted in B2 Retail Commercial District, B3 General Business District, B4 Service Business District, and M1 Limited Manufacturing District.
Yes, I'm proposing this, so I'll give everybody just a brief explanation on what we're doing here. It's going to be a text amendment to the zoning ordinance. Back in 2015, the Plan Commission amended the zoning ordinance to allow fitness clubs in the M1 district. The background being a CrossFit type of use wanted to go into a M1 area. And the zoning ordinance had health centers or gyms in the B2, B3, B4. It was amended so, and I think what really was supposed to be amended, the way it was supposed to go down, was just adding that to M1. What ended up happening was fitness club got added as a new use, and then it was only allowed in the M1. Over the past few months, I have been getting some commercial permit applications for a studio, like a yoga studio or a CrossFit in the business districts. And I went to the land use table and was like, well, is this a fitness center or a health club? There's no definition in the zoning ordinance. So I'm like, okay, this should probably be cleaned up a little bit. We already allow, CrossFits are allowed in the business district, they're allowed in M1, and vice versa with health clubs, studios, things like that. So we were just, this is really just to clean up to make sure it's a lot easier for anybody who wants to open a business to read and us reviewing it to understand, yes, they're allowed everywhere. I will say that when we took this to EDC, there was some mention of outright permitting these types of uses in the M1, even though it was approved a year ago or 2 years ago. I did some investigating, looking up other municipalities in the region, and it's pretty standard that these M1, some people even the M2 allow gyms and CrossFit centers. It's one of those things for those bigger areas, those bigger spaces, even like, you know, the indoor golf stuff, baseball training, they need those big spaces, and a lot of M1 uses have empty vacant space, so it kind of helps the business users make sure they're filling their vacancies. And it just seems like, yeah, many neighboring municipalities, the EDC overall, as a group, decided, yes, just leave it permitted, B2, B3, B4, M1. So that's the story behind it. Staff's just recommending this zoning ordinance change, I'm happy to answer any. Oh, we added a health and fitness club center as a combined definition, went over it with Christy, Community Development Director, and our city attorney. To make sure it was encompassing of all these types of uses. So now we have a definition. It's very clear as one line in our land use table, so hopefully it'll be clear to everybody that this is how we handle things. Mm-hmm. So I'll be happy to answer any questions if you guys have them.
The only question I have, well, I guess you started it off saying that. Mm-hmm. Didn't we just make a change that we just did?
Yes, right? Okay. 2015.
Sorry.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay.
It was just, I think that was the original intent of the, but it was coded as two different mm-hmm. uses.
Okay.
Going back and reading the old planner's notes, it was for a CrossFit and that type of center to be just allowed. It just got coded differently.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions?
No.
Okay. Since all the public testimony regarding this petition have been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony and this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Gackman?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. Okay, fantastic. No old business. Moving on to new business, which is coincidentally what we're doing.
Exact same thing.
So, PZC 2017-04, the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois petitioner, is proposing a text amendment to two chapters of the United City of Yorkville zoning ordinance, including Chapter 2, definitions, and Chapter 6, permitted and special uses. The amendment to Chapter 2 defines health and fitness club / center, and Chapter 6 amendment will provide that health and fitness clubs will be permitted in B2 Retail Commerce District, B3 General Business District, B4 Service Business District, and M1 Limited Manufacturing District. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions? We want to talk about this. How does everybody feel? I think it's fantastic. I think it gives them more clarity, gives more... Awesome. Good?
Very good.
Fantastic. Okay. So, do we just need to take a roll call vote on that? Or just do an I, an A, and an A?
Someone proposes the motion.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the proposed motion?
Somebody reads the proposed motion,
okay.
And then you aggregate it.
Bill, would you please read that for me?
Sure, I will.
Outstanding.
In consideration of testimony presented during the public hearing on May 10th, 2017, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council of a request to amend the United City of Yorkville zoning ordinance as presented by staff in a memorandum dated May 3rd, 2017.
Fantastic. Can I get a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Give me a second.
Oh, can I get a second?
Second.
Now, can I get a roll call vote?
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Gackman?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. Awesome. Okay. Okay, so next on the agenda here is we need to appoint a vice chair for the Planning and Zoning Commission. Does anybody want to volunteer for that? Or I have a recommendation or whatever.
I thought Reagan was given that.
Yeah, I thought we already had already done that. But let's officially, yes, I nominate Reagan as the vice chair. All opposed?
I want it.
Be my pleasure.
Hey, that was not the question to ask, because we already had her picked.
No?
The pay is incredible. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Awesome. Our vice chair officially is fantastic. Okay. Moving on, additional business. City Council action updates. I'm going to pass over to staff here in lighting.
Yep. Yeah, and just real quick, just so you know, back in January, PGC 2016-04, end of December, that's why it is 2016, we went over other text amendments to the manufacturing district. We did a bunch that day, but this one specifically was our noise ordinance, if you remember. We held off on it because the actual ordinance, we changed the zoning, but then the actual sound ordinance or noise ordinance was in public health and safety. They had a meeting at the beginning of April. They approved the changes. We took it all to city council as a group and as one ordinance, and it got approved. So just so you know that the new noise ordinance has been changed in the public health and safety and the zoning ordinance. The police are testing the new equipment. We were recommended a certain amount of equipment type. It seemed fairly expensive. They went out with others, so cheaper to see and help out, because we got to borrow one of the expensive ones. And some of the cheaper ones performed just as well. We were really looking for that the equipment to pick up that low bass sound, because that's what was affecting the nearby residents. And they have newer equipment right now that they're testing out. And they are still in discussion with the bowling alley to combine and do a test together.
Figure out what's going on.
Yeah. So, that was just the additional business. Let you guys know what happened to the conference.
Okay, awesome. Seeing there's nothing else on the agenda, I get a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 7:13, the meeting is adjourned.